I'm Sankarshan Das Adhikari. I'm a disciple of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. I'm one of the initiating gurus of ISKCON. I'm currently, along with my wife here, Vishnupriya Devi Dasi. Hold up your hand. This is Vishnupriya Devi Dasi, my wife. She and I are right now traveling around the world. I'm doing a world lecture series. We've been on the road for 4 months now, traveling all around the globe. Lecturing in Europe, all over Europe, Middle East, India, Malaysia, Australia, and now here we are in Suva. To bring this wonderful science of Krishna consciousness, the ultimate perfection of existence. I have pioneered a new type of preaching that has not really been done so much, so successfully before. That is to the internet. We have a course called the Ultimate Self-Realization Course, and we have over 20,000 people all over the world taking this course on the internet on how to become Krishna conscious. If you have an internet account, if you have an email account, you can also join this course for free. You just go to www.back2home.com. www.back2home.com, and you can also be signed up for this free course. We want to teach the whole world how to become happy. You see, this is our mission. The Krishna consciousness movement means we want to lead the world out of chaos. The whole world is suffering, just like here in Fiji. Even though it's such a paradise in terms of nature's way, because of politics, you see, power politics has become very unpleasant in many ways, situation. All over the world, even though God has given us this world as a paradise, we have made it a mess. In every part of the world, there is so much anxiety, you see. It's like here, I understand people are afraid to leave the house in the evening because the thieves will come to pick up their Christmas gifts. A Mere Christmas, my Christmas. I will come for Mere Christmas, my Christmas, at your house. Get some of the gifts that you bought for your kids and I'll take them to my house and give them to my kids. So there's so much anxiety here. About Mere Christmas. It's supposed to be a time for God consciousness and love, but it's a time of anxiety that the thieves will come and they will rob my house. So, this gives great pain to the Vaishnavas when they see that people are so much suffering, anxiety going on in society. So the devotees of the Lord, on behalf of Krishna, they travel and preach all over the world for the sake of doing what? Of bringing happiness to everyone. The father wants the children to be happy. The father and mother want the children to be happy. Isn't it natural? So our father and mother, Krishna, he is the father and the mother actually. He's considered both father and mother in Bhagavad Gita. Our father and mother, Lord Sri Krishna, wants that we should be happy, that we shouldn't be in anxiety. So, to bring the children out of anxiety, Krishna comes to this world. Yada yadahi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata bhutanam dharmasya tadatmanam shajamyam. And when he is not personally present here, then he manifests in the form of the Krishna consciousness movement. This center here, the ISKCON Suva Center, is one of the centers of the Krishna consciousness movement. This movement is not—it's not a Hindu movement. This is Krishna called Hindunath? Is that his name, Hindunath? Hindunath Swami Nayana Patagami Bhava Tume. Is that the prayer we say? Hindunatha Swami Nayana Patagama. No. Jagannath. He is called Jagannath. He is the Lord of the whole universe. Krishna is Jagannath. He is the Lord of everyone. If you saw me walking down the street, would you think that I'm a Hindu? Well, maybe you'd say by the dress, but I mean, by the look of my skin? Do I look like I'm born in a Hindu family? No. I'm born in a Christian family. So this is not something Hindu, it's not something Christian. This is the universal science of the soul. In Sanskrit language, it is called Sanatan Dharma. Sanatan Dharma means what is the original nature? What is the pure original nature? Dharma we sometimes translate it as religion. But a more accurate translation of the word dharma is that which cannot be separated, the intrinsic nature of a thing. Just like the dharma of water is liquidity. It's liquid by nature. Or the dharma of those chilies, green chilies, hot. Their dharma is hot. Very hot. The dharma of sugar is sweetness. See, everything has its natural dharma. The original nature of the thing. So what is the dharma of a living being? That dharma is to serve. Everyone wants to serve. The boy, he wants to get a wife so he can serve the wife and have some children so they can serve the children. Everyone wants to serve. And they don't have a wife and children, what do? They get one dog so they can serve the dog. Take him out every morning to pass stool. You see, and they stand patiently while the dog passes stool. In some countries, they have the pooper scooper law. You have, when your dog passes stool, you have to put it in a plastic bag and carry it home nicely to your garbage. You can't let him pass on the street. So they do very nice service. They take the dog for a walk, and when he passes the stool, they pick it up and carry it home, carry the stool home with them. You see, and this way they serve the dog. You see. So the nature we all have is we want to serve. But you know one thing? If we don't serve the Supreme, we're not satisfied. That's the problem. You see, everyone is serving. But because we are not serving God, no one is happy. Now you may say, well, why do you have to serve God? And you know, you can serve God, I'll serve dog, you know. To each his own. But no, if you don't serve God, you cannot be satisfied. Why? Because God is the root of the entire creation. Just like by watering the root of a tree, all the leaves and branches are nourished. Just like by feeding your belly, you put the food in your mouth, it goes to your tummy, you see? By feeding your belly, your whole body becomes nourished. In the same way, Krishna, or God, is the root of the entire creation. If you give your loving service to God, then you serve yourself, you serve your wife, you serve your children, you serve your community, you serve all the human beings on this planet, you serve all the plants, all the animals, all the living entities throughout the entire universe are served perfectly when you serve God. We actually experience ananda, our happiness in our life, to the extent that we can serve others, actually. In the English language, we have a word for a person. In Sanskrit, he's called kripana. In English, he's called a miser. I want you to take a minute and observe the connection between the word miser and the word miserable. It's the same word. In other words, someone who doesn't want to serve others, a miser, he must be miserable. Because the nature of the self is the self actually wants to serve, has a need to serve. To the extent that that service is limited, to that extent we will experience misery. To the extent that you can make your service unlimited, to that extent you will experience taste the sweetest happiness. So the science of Krishna Bhakti given in the Bhagavad Gita is the science of how to take the natural tendency you have to serve and make it perfect. Where you can serve all living beings at every minute perfectly by the one service of serving God. So this Krishna consciousness movement is that wonderful process whereby you can experience unlimited happiness by giving unlimited service. That's what it is all about. It's a universal science. This is not a Hindu religion. Of course, traditionally, the Hindu people, they accept Bhagavad Gita as their holy book. So in that sense, it is Hindu. But actually, the word Hindu, the scholars tell us, was coined by the Muslims. It's not a word anywhere contained in the Vedas. It is a word coined by the Muslims to describe those people on the other side of the river Sindhu in India. You see. That whatever they're doing, we call them Hindus because they live on the other side of the river. Just like someone on the other side of Fiji, they may call, all those are the Suvites over there. You see, the ones who live in Suva. So that's the Suvite religion. It doesn't really mean so much. It's a geographic term. You see, the Suvites. They're doing their Suvite worship. It's just a geographic term. So the word Hindu is actually a geographic term. So instead of identifying as Hindus, which is a Muslim term, we can identify as Sanatan Dharmi. You see, that's the actual word, Sanatan Dharma. We are following the pathway of Sanatan Dharma, the original, eternal occupation of a living being to have a perfect, loving relationship with God. You see, this is actually the universal religion. So by following this pathway of Sanatana Dharma, developing our relationship with that Supreme Being, as described in the Bhagavad Gita, then we enter into eternal peace, eternal happiness, and upon leaving this body, we won't have to take birth again. Krishna confirms in the Bhagavad Gita, he says, Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravartin Arjuna Mamupechita Konteya Punar Janma Navidyate. He says, from the highest planet in this material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place, but one who attains to my abode, son of Kunti, never takes birth again. So this is the amazing process of how you can attain to the abode of Krishna. Do you realize you've been transmigrating through 8,400,000 different species for millions and millions of lifetimes? You've been suffering birth, death, old age, and disease again and again and again. Sometimes you were a pig. Sometimes you were a monkey. Sometimes you're a woman. Sometimes a man. Sometimes white. Sometimes black. All varieties of bodies we have taken. But in each and every body, we have to suffer four miseries known as Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadhi. Birth, death, old age, and disease. These things are not fun. Ask any person who's getting old if they would prefer to be young. You see, the body's getting old, hard of hearing, you see, or the liver's going bad, you see, so many problems in the body. Ask any old person if they'd rather be young. They'd say, oh yes, I'd much rather be young than have an aging body that's going, you know, falling apart like an old car. that needs to be replaced with a new one. You see, old age is not fun. Sickness is not fun. Death is not fun. Birth also was not fun. We don't really remember. Birth was not very pleasant. We were tightly bound up in that bag within the womb of our mother. We don't remember. We do not remember. But these are miserable conditions. Birth, death, old age, and disease. So, if we can take seriously to the path of Krishna consciousness, learn how to develop our dormant love for God, then no more birth, no more death, no more old age, no more disease. We can live an eternal life full of knowledge and bliss. Wouldn't you like that better? Yes. She would like that better. This is very good. No more birth, no more death, no more old age, no more disease. If we will take up this pathway of Krishna consciousness very seriously by regularly chanting the holy names of God, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If we will come to the temple regularly and bow down before the beautiful forms of Shri Shri Radha Gokula Bihari Ji, Shri Shri Garnitai, Sitaram, Hanuman Lakshman, we will bow down before the greatest guru in the history of the universe, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, you see. If we will offer nice services here to the devotees who are running the temple, whatever way I can be of service here, can I give some financial offering? Can I do some service, washing some dishes? Can I help in some way to make the temple a wonderful success, you see? Are these ways of doing Krishna Seva, then the natural tendency to love the Lord becomes reawakened and we experience the highest happiness. We simply want you to be happy, actually. We have nothing that we want to take from you except one thing we want to rob your heart of. You know what that is? We want to rob you, actually. We want to rob your anxieties. Whatever anxieties you may have, we want to steal them away from your heart. You see, that is our mission in the Krishna consciousness movement. We want to steal all your anxieties away, so you're always in a state of great happiness at every minute. So now we'd like to ask if there's any questions. As I announced in this morning's class, I have spent thousands and thousands of dollars for my wife and I to make this around the world journey so we can answer your question. You see, we've spent thousands of dollars so that we can answer your questions. If you don't have any questions, then all that money has just gone to waste. Krishna's money was wasted. If we spent thousands and thousands of dollars to come here to Suva to answer your questions about how to achieve spiritual perfection, if you didn't have any, we might as well just flush all that money down the toilet. It's just wasted, you see. So, therefore, you should make your inquiries how to make my life perfect, how to understand the science of Krishna perfectly, Bhagavad Gita. You see, please don't waste all that ticket money with no questions. Yes.
Originally, we are part and parcel of Godhead.
Yes.
And Krishna is our father.
Yes.
Krishna is our father and mother.
Yes.
How it happened that we are sent in such a place of misery and
yes.
this material
yes.
world? Why?
Yes.
Why
yes.
this
yes.
happened?
Yes. Madhur Mangal Prabhu has asked a very, very intelligent question. Very nice question. Thank you very much. Since we are all part and parcel of God, and God is our loving Father, then how could we be in a miserable position? One may wonder, how is it possible if God loves us that we can have so much misery going on here in our lives, you see? Well, the answer is quite simple. that God or Krishna is emanating us from Himself for the purpose of having a loving relationship with us. We exist for the purpose of loving God. That's why we exist. Now, if I put a gun at your head and I said, love me or I'll shoot, you see, can you love me? No. You will hate me. So therefore, Krishna does not force us to love Him. He gives us the free choice, love me or leave me. You see? He gives free choice, love me or leave me. Now, most people realize they have a really good deal in the spiritual world. There's no birth, no death, no old age, no disease, no reporting to work on Monday morning, no anxiety about thieves at night sneaking into your house. You see? No anxiety about coup. You see? Completely a world free of anxiety, and all you have to do is agree to bow down to Krishna as the Supreme Lord. It's a pretty good trade-off. So most people realize this is a really good deal. I would never think of leaving the spiritual world. But just like when the mother tells the children, my dear children, do not stick your hand in the fire or you will get burned. Sometimes there's a naughty child who, when the mother goes out of the room, he wants to try and see what it's like. You see? Even though the mother has warned, do not stick your hand in the fire, you'll get burned. He thinks, oh, but the fire looks so beautiful. I wonder what it would be like. Why is she telling me this? The fire looks so beautiful. The nice dancing colors. Let me see what it's like. You see? So sometimes a child who is not so intelligent, you see, he will not take the word of the mother. He will stick his hand in the fire. So out of the millions and billions and quadrillions, the unlimited numbers of living beings in the spiritual world, there is a very minute, now we could talk about this in terms of mathematics. I think this is the department, probability statistics. But there is a very infinitesimal fraction of living entities who will misuse that independence. In other words, the possibility for misuse of the free will has to be there, otherwise there is no free will, actually. Possibility has to, on some level, translate into probability. Probability means probability statistics. And that means when you apply even the smallest fraction, 0.00000000001, against infinity, you have a huge number of living beings who misuse their free will and come here to check out what it's like to stick your hand in the fire. So, my dear ladies and gentlemen, we have gotten burned. And if we're smart, we'll learn our lesson. We'll take our hand out of the fire and we'll go back to home, back to Godhead. We'll take shelter of Guru and Krishna and get out of this place. You see? We'll get out of this rotten material world. We'll immigrate to the spiritual world. You see? The atmosphere is not nice, then you should leave. Isn't that our philosophy? So the atmosphere is not nice in this material world. We should leave. But we, in Fiji, everyone should stay here for the sake of making a spiritual revolution. Just like the Christian missionaries come and live here. They came here and it was just cannibals. To make the cannibals into Christians. So now by Krishna's arrangement, all these Krishna conscious people are in this land. And this is actually the land of Kaliya, the serpent, who is a great devotee of Krishna. So we must not abandon Fiji. We must make Fiji Krishna conscious. So we should not abandon Fiji. We should stay here in Fiji, make a very nice Krishna conscious movement, expand it more and more and more. reach out and make the Fijian people also Krishna conscious. Just like in America, the Prabhupada came and make the local population Krishna conscious. So we have to eventually make the Fijian people Krishna conscious. It's like the Christians came and made the cannibals into Christians. So we can also make the Fijian people into Krishna's devotees. So we should not leave Fiji. We should stay here for the sake of preaching. Even it may be inconvenient in different ways, that is the missionary spirit, to take austerities upon ourselves for the sake of spreading Krishna consciousness. But this material world, that we should get out of. We should emigrate to the spiritual world by following this pathway of Krishna Bhakti. So, we have 2 minutes left. Is there another question? Everyone has heard the lecture, or your mind was somewhere else?
We have a very nice place here, just like this temple here, for example. We got Krishna present here, Radha Gaurav is here. But after all, we have to leave this world, our body. I think the best idea we serve Krishna here while we are here in this place of misery. What is your view on this?
What is it now?
Can you get me? Just like here in this temple, we have got Krishna present.
Yes.
Deity form.
Yes.
But we are not permanent here. We all know that we are temporary here.
Yes.
One day we're going to die.
Yes, yes.
So the best thing, what I feel, that we should make use of our remainder of our life, saving Krishna here.
That's right.
Ultimately, we'll go back to Godhead.
Yeah, that's right.
So what is your view on this?
Yes, wherever Krishna has, wherever you're, that is the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That, whomever you meet, instruct him in the teachings of Krishna. In this way, on my order, you become guru and deliver the people of this country. So, you have taken your birth in Fiji. So now, you have the mission from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to make the people of Fiji Krishna conscious. Everyone in this country should become Krishna conscious. We should take that as a mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, wherever you are, you make the people there Krishna conscious. So there is a great scope here for spreading this Krishna consciousness movement. Srila Prabhupada very much appreciated the potential of Krishna consciousness movement here in Fiji. He personally came here. So there is a great scope for pushing forward this movement in a very, very, very big way here in Fiji. Actually, there's no city in the world that has 5 Hare Krishna restaurants. Suva is the only city that I know. I've been traveling all over the world. There are 5 Hare Krishna restaurants in Suva. This is the number one city in the whole world for Hare Krishna restaurants. So that means there's a very good potential in Suva for spreading this movement. How many cities have 5 Hare Krishna restaurants? You see? So we should take it as a very wonderful opportunity to spread Krishna consciousness here in Suva, here in Fiji Islands. Very wonderful opportunity. That will make our life happy and it will make everyone else happy. So now the RT is beginning. Time for the RT. Okay, well, we thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.